Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, we have a lot to do this hour. Hour two, we're going to get to the NFL, but as usual, college takes us a little bit longer than the NFL because there's just so many more games. And we want to make sure that we get through everything for you. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You know, we didn't bring up this... We didn't bring up the Maryland game. What do you think about that?
I'm gonna bring it up now. I got a list here, Joe. I'm gonna fly through everything right now. I promise you, I'll get to the Maryland game quickly. First, did you say anything while I know I was out there for a minute or two and you were talking about the Vandy game? Did you say anything about Iowa State? What do you think about Iowa State?
I could see it. I just, you know, Iowa State for me is just like, you know, I haven't really bet them or against them. The only time I did bet against them was with Tech, you know, in that game, Texas Tech, where they won. But outside of that, I've been, you know, sort of like treading lightly with Iowa State. They could smash Kansas. I mean, here's the thing. They have one loss. They have to get back into the mix.
They do have to get back into the mix. What do you think of the Holy War late night for Utah
and
BYU?
Like Utah, but a lot of people are starting to like Utah. It's scary. But, I mean, the last time I think BYU won in Rice-Eccles was I think you have to go back to like 19, what was it, like 18 years? I mean, it was a long time.
I'll tell you this, Joe. I know I don't have it for our picks, but I feel a lot better about the 4.5 I got early in the week.
Yeah, I know.
Than I do about the 2.5 that I have for our picks. But I'm going to stick with the game, and I'm going to press forward and go with it.
Let me just give you that number, though. Hang on. I want to know the last time. No, not the number. The last time BYU won in Salt Lake was 2008.
All right, so almost 20 years. Now, they've had a couple years gap here where they haven't played, right? They didn't play last year.
Hang on, that's wrong, Carver. That's wrong. Last time they won was 2000.
Okay. 24 years ago. The last time they won there. Yeah. I don't think they're going to win.
06. I'm looking through. It's all screwy. Hang on. 06, 18 years. I was right.
Which is it, Joe? Is it
06? It's 06.
All right. So you sound like you think Utah can win it, but you don't like everybody's involved. All right. Now, let's blow through all the other games neither of us brought up. Miami looking to go to 10-0 in Bobby Dodd against Georgia Tech. This has gone down to 9.5 now, Joe. That's telling me, is King playing? Is that why this has gone from 11-9.5?
Let's not forget, though, here's why this game's scary. This is the crystal ball knee game. You know, this is how they lost it on the last play. They get up. They're going to do exactly what they did to Duke and try to tack it on. You know that, right? So I'd rather see if King plays. I liked it over 10.5 with or without King. You're getting the extra, you know, touchdown and field goal. 9.5 is scary, but I still lean to Tech, but I don't love it at 9.5.
You got any interest in laying 37.5 with Ohio State against Purdue?
Last time Purdue won in Columbus was 1988. No shot.
I'm saying, I don't think they're going to win. I'm saying 37.5 is a very large number.
I mean, Carver, come on. I mean, back in Purdue in that spot, Walters is such a bad. I can't do it. I just can't.
You know,
do
they
it.
Haven't covered a couple of these games at home. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I know.
You
know
they haven't been covering machines at the big house. You know, they're 4-4 against the spread this year. It's not like they, you know, they're covering all the time. I'll tell you who does cover all the time, Joe. Minnesota, PJ, and their 5.5-point favorites in Piscataway against Rutgers.
Yeah, that scares me. Rutgers, I think, could cover, but I can't bet the game, so it's not on my Doppler.
Duke getting 3.5 in NC State in Raleigh. Kind of like Duke, but I've liked Duke all year.
Duke smashed them last year. This was the game that cost me with MJ Morris. They smashed them. Give me NC State at home.
You got any faith in Gundy after he had to call out that he called out the fans, then had to apologize? He's getting 10.5 in Fort Worth. No shot.
They've cashed in the season, Carver. Do you have any confidence in them?
I wouldn't. I don't like TCU per se. I don't think that they're a very good football team, but hard to back Oklahoma State with what we've seen from them. UCF into Tempe against Arizona State. That's a short number, Joe. 2.5.
I like Arizona State. Arizona State to me is playing Scataboo. Scataboo and Levitt came back. They're focused. I like Dillingham doing a great job this year.
He is. This Tennessee number is pretty big too against Mississippi State.
Gonna smash. No interest. Corner.
They're gonna smash him. So who's going to have a bigger smash job, Tennessee or Oregon against Maryland? There's the Oregon game for you. I think
Tennessee. I like Maryland with the points.
Do you really? Why?
It almost made the card if it was 25.
Oregon almost made the card for me. I think that they are going. Maryland stinks, and they're taking that is a long trip from College Park to Eugene, and I think that they are going to wish they got back on that plane fairly quickly. They're gonna get smashed in that game.
Right.
Notre Dame laying 25.5 at home against Florida State.
I would take the points.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would take.
Would
the
you?
Points. I like the over 42.5.
All right.
Obviously, Cook's not playing for Missouri anymore, right, Joe? Because Oklahoma's 3.5-point favorites in Missouri.
And they
Columbia.
Got two of their top running wide receivers back. But I can't bank on Jackson Arnold. He cost me a couple of weeks ago his total against Ole Miss. Guys, a deer in the headlights anytime there's a little bit of pressure. Can't back Oklahoma in that spot. Give me the points with Missouri.
I have seen a lot of people talking up Nevada getting 24.5 on the blue turf against Boise on Saturday night. A lot of
These were the same people that were telling me Nevada sucked week number one against SMU and that laid the wood, weren't they?
That's I agree. That's probably the same exact people, Joe. Same exact people.
Can't do it, Carver. Boise or bust.
UNLV laying 12.5 out on the Big Islands against Hawaii.
Over.
Yeah?
Over.
What is it at now? 50.5.
Smash job.
UNLV can get, they could get the 50 by themselves. UNLV can get the 50 by themselves.
Okay.
I skipped this game because, of course, it wasn't on my FanDuel list because I'm in New York, but I want the number from you anyway. Army minus 2.5 at North Texas.
Yeah, is Daly going to be playing? I don't care if Daly's playing. Army's going to cover the number. North Texas can't stop the triple option. It doesn't matter. Army's going to be undefeated when they face off against Notre Dame.
62.5. That's a big number in that game, too. Army and North Texas. That's a heavy number, Joe. 62.5. Wow. Whew. Big pill. There you go, Joe. We've got everybody in the mix now for the college this weekend. I think we got any game that matters. So there we are with that. Iowa has the ball first, it looks like to me, unless I missed a possession at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. And they have a 2nd and 13 at the UCLA 44, so they're across midfield already. Very early stages of the first quarter there. Cal up 20-7 on Wake Forest, Joe, in the second quarter.
I think we jumped on Wake. Yeah.
18.5 for Wake right now. 18.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. Let's get the NFL going now here for the rest of the show. First off, you were with the Syndicate on Thursday night. And those are the kind of games we love, Joe. 35-34, tons of points. We came, I guess, kind of close on our SGP. Lamar missed a rushing touchdown by, what, a half a yard down there when he made that one play. And we still needed a little bit more. Gesicki really wasn't as involved. I guess it's hard for anyone else to be involved, Joe, when one guy has 260 yards. I guess that makes it a little tough. You want to know what really killed me in that game, Joe? You know, you have all these guys on the Ravens, and look, Flowers is usually the most reliable. You know, Bateman, Andrews. When that kid Wallace had the long touchdown catch, and nobody's on him. I mean, nobody's got Wallace. And then he had a couple of other big catches, too. That kills you, Joe. I mean, we needed Flowers to have the 80-yard touchdown catch. Not him. It was a fun game. Sure, you guys had a good time with it. Syndicate did.
I won money, but I did something stupid. I got a great number on Joe Burrow, 400 passing, at 1440 with a profit boost. And when he got up to 320 and they went for it on fourth down with 8 minutes left, they were giving me 3-1 cash out.
I took it.
And the next drive, he gets the ball back. He hits the 70-yarder to Chase to put him at 390. I cost myself a lot last night.
I can't believe you. I really can't. You with the cash out. Why make the bet if you're going to cash it out? Why? Why make the bet if you're going to cash it out?
Well, I made money, so. What do you mean?
You made money, and you saved that money. Trying to take them, Joe.
It's like a trade. Think of it. You have trades that you hold and trades that you just day trade. But people don't realize that. So the odds of him throwing for 400.
Now I know why they give you the $100 boosts and why they give you the triple digit boosts and they give you all of it because you cash out all the time.
So let me get this straight.
Save the money. Save the money.
Okay. So that's like buying a stock at $100 and thinking that it could go to 300, right? But it goes to like 160. You make $60 profit. You're still making money. Right,
not good enough.
And then I know it can't always be go big or go home. You gotta ring the register a little bit. People don't realize that. Oh, look at this great play by Wake Forest. Stay up. Look at this 20-14. Oh, Wake Forest gonna win this game. Oh man,
win the game? I don't think they're gonna win the game.
They're down six.
So what? There's Cal win that game.
Cal stinks.
Cal's not a worry there. But either way, are you ready to put, I mean, they're finished now, right? 4-6, Bengals done. That was a tough one for them.
I can't back this team. Look, as long as Burrow's there, they could score with anybody. Their defense sucks. Flip a quarter on the day that they're going to be good, right? And people say, well, they shut down Cleveland and the Giants. Look at those offenses. That's all you need to do. When they played better teams, they got smoked. Eagles, Ravens, they give up a ton of points both game. I mean, even the Chiefs had one of their better outputs, right? Put up 25, 26 on them, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get a disagreement out of me, Joe. They just absolutely no good.
Shame.
No good at all.
It's a shame. Now, they wasted a great year by Burrow.
They're wasting it. And, yeah, Burrow and Chase have been great. You know, really chase the two Raven games, and everything else has been all right. But
they don't
want to
pay this guy, huh?
They're gonna pay him. They got no choice. They're going to pay him. But on the Ravens side of things, Joe, you know, I know everyone loves the Ravens, and they love Lamar, and they love that, and their defense leaves a lot to be desired as well. And that will be the thing that costs them, as it usually, you know, things go bad for them in January one way or the other, whether it's Lamar or something else or their defense. And I don't think their defense is up to the task when it gets to the money on the table time.
I agree with the Carver. They are not that great, you know. And, you know, again, but they could score with anybody. So, you know, you tell me. Oh, wow. Did you see UCLA wearing these baby blue jerseys tonight?
I just turned it on. I mean, look at these.
This game is reminiscent of the Chuck Long 1985 Rose Bowl. Did they play? Oh, they might have played Illinois that game. I could have sworn they got smashed by UCLA. Chuck Long in Iowa, 1984 Rose Bowl.
Here's your boy, Deshaun Foster, on the sideline.
Yeah, he got the big win against gutless Matt Rhule.
We'll come back and we'll talk about a couple of the big games. We'll do our picks later. Let me just ask you this first, since I only have a minute left and this game's only worth a minute of our time. Yeah, you're not laying 6.5 with the Giants in Germany on Sunday morning, right? You don't want any part of that game.
I'm going to say no. Maybe the over. It was the 1986 Rose Bowl. Iowa got smashed 45-28.
By UCLA in that Rose Bowl? They got smashed?
Yeah. Smashed.
I'm not out Eric to a good Ball. Start here. 7-0 Iowa Eric, already.
Eric Ball was the MVP.
And UCLA is already across midfield. So this isn't looking good for me, Joe. It's 44.5. Oh, look at this kid. They can't tackle. Since when can Iowa not tackle? Look at this, Joe. They're just letting this kid run down their throat.
Sleepy. They're sleepy. West Coast trip. No?
Joe, they're in the middle of the country, Joe. West Coast trip. That's not a long flight.
Look at this. Like a knife through butter. Kids running through like a knife through butter.
That was pathetic. All right, Joe, we'll come back and start to roll through all these games, and we'll get the NFL picks as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. I think it's kind of easy to say what the best game on Sunday is going to be in the NFL. And, you know, whether one of us is picking it or not, we should definitely spend a few minutes on it here. And it's got to be the Steelers going into Washington to see the Commanders. Of course, Jaden Daniels has been excellent. They're 7-2. But I think it's kind of a different challenge for them this week, Joe, obviously, with T.J. Watt and a very good Steeler defense that he's going to be going up against. Russ has had a couple of weeks now here. Now he's got another weapon in Mike Williams, if you want to call him that. You know, you got all the makings of a fun one between the Steelers and Washington on Sunday, Joe. What do you think of this one?
I think it'll be a close game, but I still lean to Washington. I think they're, you know, just a little bit more complete. It's Russ's first road game, right? He's played the Jets and the Giants, stepped up. Now you go into a tough road environment with a team that's hitting on all cylinders.
That's not a tough road environment.
Whoa. How do you know? What do you mean?
It's not a tough road environment. That place is a dump.
That place has been transformed. That place has been transformed. Jaden Daniels single-handedly turned that into a winner. He turned that program, that organization, from a losing doormat into an immediate winner. Drew his 6.5 win total, challenging for the NFC East. And now Big Bad Russ is going to come in. You're going to see Russ get absolutely smashed. I will say the one prop I'm playing is probably Mike Williams. Watch, he'll break out for like 70-plus in this game.
Wouldn't surprise me. I actually, Joe, think it's going to be a little bit of a blue-collar game. I think it's going to be a blue-collar game. I think you're right on the Russ aspect first road game. I don't think it has anything to do with the crowd. But I think that they might struggle to score points a little bit and out of the bye, maybe a little spotty. And then I also think on the other side, Daniels is going to have this is probably the best defense he's seen so far. And I think he's going to have a little bit of problem with that. So I think it's going to be a bit of a blue collar game, Joe, between those two. Low scoring.
Okay, hero.
You give this Cooper Rush any shot with the Cowboys on Sunday?
I do. I sort of like them. I like Cooper Rush. What do you
think
about
one
that?
When he's filled in, 5-1 when he's filled in. I think this game could have some points. Cowboys and Eagles.
Okay, hero. I like
some
the
points
under
here.
I like the
do
under
you
hero.
Now, do you believe? Did you see the nonsense with Sirianni on Friday about hurts his ankle?
No.
Hurts didn't practice Wednesday. They listed it as rest on the injury report. Sirianni starts talking about a hurt ankle on Friday, and then basically had to backtrack and go, "Oh no, I thought you were talking about somebody else." No, he was rest. So I think he's got a little bit of an injury, and the Eagles are not disclosing it, is what it sounds like. So I think he's got, and you know what happens to their offense when he's not at 100%.
Shut down. Shut right down.
It doesn't operate the same. Now maybe that changes this time because they have Barkley there. Maybe that's a little bit different from past years when he got hurt. But I still think they're going to beat the Cowboys. You know, 7 is it doesn't seem challenging on the surface, especially when you consider that the Cowboys have been absolutely destroyed in their last 4 home games. I mean, destroyed.
Well, that's why I like them. Divisional opponent, backup quarterback. Nobody's going to, you know, every now and then a blind squirrel gets a nut, don't they?
No? Yes. I think there's, I'd lean more towards that they're going to get smashed than that they're going to keep it close.
Every time a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then.
I'm already finished with this under, by the way. This under in the UCLA game's over.
Why'd you step up? Why'd you take a stand?
It's over.
Why'd you take a stand?
It's got no shot of coming. No shot. And there's 5 minutes left in the first quarter in the under. Garvin Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll do the picks for the NFL next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid as we're getting ready for the NFL this weekend. We do have the picks to do. Now, in the NFL side of things, Joe, for us, last week, and I, once again, I forgot to, I believe I said 2-2, right, Joe?
Correct.
I'm sure that's what I said. Yes, 2-2, as I have it up now, which puts you at 18-18 on the year, and 16-19-1 for me. So, 2 back in the loss from you. We need to, so we got basically same thing in college and pro. You're 2 back, loss me. College, I'm 2 back, loss you on the NFL side of things. As we hit double digits, week number 10, pain day, Sunday, Joe, what do you got?
All right, let's start with the interim coach. All he does is eat nails and crap iron. They lost 7 straight games. They got no shot to actually go and defeat the Atlanta Falcons. But the good news is they're playing at home. And if the one thing that they can muster is a little rejuvenation, a little intensity, I'm talking about you, Darren Rizzi, okay? Old school, all right? Jersey, right? Bergen Catholic, New Jersey, Rutgers. Oh, he might want to run it and play some defense. I'm not sold on this glass house, and I know our great producer, Matthias, thinks that the Atlanta Falcons have a clear sailing to the NFC South. But guess what? I'm going to take the 3.5 points with the New Orleans Saints. And I'm going to tell you this. They're not just going to cover, Matthias. They are going to win the ball game outright. You know why? Because Darren Rizzi's a good coach. Dennis Allen sucked, okay? And that's the difference. Give me Darren Rizzi. Give me the Saints a little fire in their ass. They win the ball game outright. First pick number one. Pick number two, Kansas City laying 7.5. This is going to mimic the game a couple of weeks ago where Baltimore laid 9.5 against Denver and Big Bad Bo Nix looked like he saw a ghost. The one thing that Kansas City has had problems with has been good and elite quarterbacks. Look at this. Joe Burrow, he's elite. Baker Mayfield, he's better than an average quarterback, right? Look at Kansas City and the teams that they struggle with from an offensive perspective. Gardner Minshew, above average and a veteran quarterback. Bo Nix sucks. From the passing perspective, he can't cover this line. Kansas City's going to absolutely smash Denver in this matchup. They might wrap up the division by Thanksgiving. KC minus the 4.5, pick number two. Tell me this line doesn't smell, Carver, and you're a Buffalo Bill fan. You're laying 3.5 to the gutless Colts and Joe Flacco. I mean, the Colts caught 5.5 to the Vikings and got smashed. Joe Flacco was a deer in the headlights. He wished he was back under the sheets in his bed than playing football. He looked like he was 38 years old last week. Now you got Josh Allen. You have one of the better teams in the AFC, and you're only leading 3.5. I'm taking the Colts with the points. I think they might strike the upset over your Buffalo Bills. Maybe you punch yourself out a little bit after the game against Miami. You get pushed to the limit. Give me the Colts for pick number three. Pick number four. We know how good Arizona's playing. They've won three straight LA. They won against Chicago, and they won against Miami. Now you got big bad Aaron Rodgers coming in. I like the Cardinals, but that's not where I'm going. 46.5. The Cardinals have trended to the under for the most part at home. I think they could score points now with Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson involved. Give me over 46.5 Jets and Cardinals, your third pick. Saints plus the 3.5. Kansas City minus the 7.5. Colts plus the 3.5. And the Cards, Jets over 46.5.
Well, I'm glad you corrected it there because you said 4.5 before with Kansas City. I'm sure you just made a mistake. So 7.5 you got with the Chiefs right there, which is right where we're at. And 3.5 and the 46.5 for you. I got to tell you, Joe, I was gonna take New Orleans also with the 3.5.
Gutless. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
Four of the last six games between these two teams have been decided by 3 points or less.
Darren Rizzi eats nails craps iron.
So I got to think about this here. You know what? I got 4 minutes, Joe. I think that's going to be enough for me to get through these. We'll squeeze them all into one segment here. You know what, Joe?
He eats iron and he craps steel.
All right. I'm going to have
they're lifting their way house. There, guys. No Shaheed. No Olave. Kamara with a broken hand. Mm-hmm. That team is broke. The coaches coach. The players play, and their players suck. That's why the Saints suck.
Hey, listen.
Come on now. Derek Carr, Jose.
He can't guarantee much. But you know what he can guarantee? Passion and fight until the final quarter.
Yeah, that's great, Joe. That's great, Joe. That's fantastic. Let them be hoorah. They'll be at home. They'll have plenty of fans cheering for him, Joe. It ain't going to help him.
Listen, let me just tell you this, okay? He's cut from the Schiano cloth, okay? I think he coached under Schiano. He's coached under that tree, that big New Jersey tree, okay? He's coached in big games before. Hey, he's coached at Bergen Catholic. He's coached in all the kids battle-tested. Hey, they're playing Raheem Morris and your gutless Kirk Cousins. You think Darren Rizzi's going to be fazed by that guy? Come on.
All right, I took it off mine, Joe, just because I can't. I'm trailing. Oh, I can't afford it. I can't afford a checker on a checker with you this week. But I will tell you, I'm in on the Saints with the 3.5. I know that Matias isn't going to want to hear this. I think that they're going to win the game outright.
Outright.
Now, like I said, that doesn't help me. I need the Falcons to win the NFC South, but I feel like the Saints are going to get a little bumped this week. I feel this is a different sort of firing than with Salah and the Jets already this year. I feel like the Saints, you could see it listening to the guys. They're pushing them harder at practice. This guy's got a lot of passion and energy. I just feel like that's going to translate on Sunday. And they always play, for the most part, these two teams always play close games. They always play close games. So I'm going to go for it.
Not with Derek Carr quarterback, boys. They're not very close with Derek Carr quarterback. He gets smoked with bad teams.
Rizzi's going to win that job. Rizzi's going to win that job. Darren Rizzi, old school Jersey strong.
Guys, they're going to keep
Jersey
scoring.
Jersey strong.
Here we go. 36-21. 36-21.
Those linebackers are going to move from sideline to sideline. Those linebackers. Demario Davis, sideline to sideline.
All right. So we'll come back, Joe, and I'll give you mine. As I swapped out, I had one that I was kind of on the sideline. So I swapped out New Orleans. I'm not.
You like
it? Was it going to be on my card?
I sold you on the New Orleans.
Yeah. You drank the juice. You drank the juice. I can't wait to see you guys tweeting about Derek Carr. Y'all be tweeting bad things.
This is the one time I'm upset that you go before me, because if I would have went first, I would have took it. I'm not taking it because I'm trailing you, and I don't want a checker on a checker. So I'm going to go. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go after something else here, Joe. So I'll switch it up when I come back, and we'll do the rest of our picks. 10-0, Iowa leads UCLA. 10-0. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Series Segment 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisa, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on the grid. All right, Joe, let me blast through mine here. Week number 10, Carver and Lisa NFL picks. Joe gave you his. New Orleans 3.5, Kansas City -7.5, Indy +3.5. I'll get to that in a moment. Jets in Arizona over 46.5 for Joe here. Since I'm swapping New Orleans out, Joe, I'm going to have three totals for you this week. Three totals and a side. There's a lot of totals that I like here for week number 10. But I'll do the side first, Joe. And I'll go to Tampa. Niners making the trip to see the Bucs off of a bye. 4-4. They're getting McCaffrey back. He's going to play. The Bucs have been very, very spunky here the last few weeks, Joe. There's no doubt about it. Baker has been playing great. Heart of a lion. The problem is, Joe, they're kind of running out of gas here. I know that they, overtime loss to the Chiefs, week before Atlanta. I just feel like eventually one of these weeks, not having all that premium talent on offense is going to eventually catch up to him. And you combine that with, this is usually the time of the year where the Niners start to turn the corner. They're finally getting their guy back. They're healthy off a bye. I think, Joe, this is a smash job here for the Niners. -6.5 on the road in Tampa. Not going to be pretty for Baker, Bowles, and the crew there. So pick number one, Niners -6.5. Pick number two. Chargers and the Titans at SoFi in Los Angeles. The Chargers, Joe, have given up the least amount of points in the NFL this year. They have been excellent on defense, and you combine that with a team that also doesn't score a lot of points on offense, and they are a great under team. 7 of their 8 games have already been played to the under so far this year, and they have Tennessee coming in, who's going to give the ball back to Levis, who's an absolute stiff. under 38.5. Chargers and the Titans on Sunday in LA. Pick number two. Pick number three. Another total. Over this time, though, I'm going to Jerry's World in Dallas. Eagles and the Cowboys. I know Joe thinks this game might go to the under. I think that this game is up, 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 and away. The Cowboys' defense sucks. They have been smashed at home all year long. I don't think it's going to they're going to give up 40-plus like they have to the Lions and the Saints and the Ravens and everybody else that's gone in there. But I do think the Eagles are going to put some points on the board. I think that Barkley's going to have a big game. I think that they're good for at least 30 here. And I think that, Cooper Rush is going to be able to find me 14 to 24 points as well at some point in this game, because I don't think the Eagle defense is all that either. We saw that with Jacksonville last week. Over 43.5, Eagles and the Cowboys. Pick number four for me, Joe. Another total and another under. I'm going to go to the Sunday night game in Houston. Lions and the Texans. Totals 48.5. And for me, Joe, Houston's got a problem. They've gone three games in a row now without scoring a touchdown in the second half. Now, they might get Collins back for this game, and that's going to give them a little bit of a boost. But you know that I believe, and I think you do as well, Detroit is the most blue-collar team in this football, in this league. They are the blue-collar team. They could go on the road, and they're playing indoors again. They are going to open the roof, by the way, at NRG down there in Houston, but it doesn't matter. Under 48.5, Lions, smash-mouth football on the road. They'll win the game, but more importantly, Joe, they'll stay under. So under 48.5, Lions-Texans. Under 38.5, Chargers-Titans. Over 43.5, Eagles and Cowboys. And the Niners minus 6.5 in Tampa against the Bucs. Picks for week number 10, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the one that stood out for me. I'm actually going to take a shot with Baker just because I feel like that line was a little fishy. San Fran, 5.5 up to 6.5. So I did lean Tampa Bay, but you think it's going to be a smash job. So it almost made the card for me, but I laid off.
I just feel like, Joe, this is if the Niners are ever going to get the engines revved up, doesn't it start this week when you get McCaffrey back? Like, isn't this when it starts? Right? And the Bucs are still, let's face it, I mean, they've been able to hang around these games with, Trey Palmer and Cade Otton and all these guys. I don't know how long that lasts, especially when you finally have what's supposed to be one of the better teams in the NFL coming into your building. I think this is a real good out-of-the-bye jump-off spot for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. And you remember, Tampa also short week two, Joe. Played Monday night in Kansas City. I think a lot of things point to the Niners here, and that's why you've seen it go from 5.5 to 6.5, along with McCaffrey being in the lineup. Are you with me on that under? You were shaking your head a little bit with the Chargers and the Titans, because Levis stinks, and the Chargers have great defense.
He's horrible. Carver is horrible. I mean, he's absolutely atrocious, right?
Awful. Like, Joe, that game could be like 16-3, that game, right? That game could be 16-3, that Charger-Titan game. That's how it could be an ugly football game. That's why Matias said the other day, tickets are like $3 for the Charger-Titan game at SoFi this week. You go to
they
the
went
game
up.
Like
they went up. I just checked them out right now. The cheapest ticket is $18 at the top.
Oh, $18. There you go.
It was $8 earlier, though.
You said you like the over, Joe, in Philly and Dallas. I mean, the under. You think that game's going to the under. You're on the opposite
side. I think it's
a
lower scoring. But again, I like Dallas more than I like the total, Carver.
Okay.
I like Dallas more than I like the total.
What did you think of the I like that under blue-collar game, Lions and Texans on Sunday night? You probably like points in that game.
I like the Texans. I do like points, but I'm not going to play it.
Okay. Let me go
like
to yours
the Texans,
as well.
Though. I think they step up, but go ahead.
I didn't really get to go to yours because we were talking about the Saints so much. I agree with you with Kansas City. I know they don't cover these numbers very often, and they have a hard time doing it, but I think you saw Denver let go of the rope a little bit last week against Baltimore. And 2 weeks in a row on the road against a superior opponent, I think they might be letting go of the rope a little bit more out at Arrowhead. All right, we'll finish it up and go through the ones we haven't mentioned. We come back. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. We got a bunch that we didn't get to here. First of all, I didn't get to a couple of yours before we go. I get what you're saying. I'm nervous about, like, on paper, like, I shouldn't be nervous. The Bills should go in Indianapolis and they should beat the Colts on Sunday. Like, there really just isn't anything about it.
Don't you think it's a fishy
line? The line is bizarre. Now, this also goes back to what you said to me earlier. In the college, this line was 5.5 for most of the week. It's gone down to 3.5, and 90% of the bets are on the Bills. So you told me earlier, it's a divergence. It's a divergence. So, I mean, it's a weird number. It really is. Like you said, it was 5.5 when they were on the road last week. I think the Bills are obviously... Now, I don't really subscribe to look-ahead spots in the NFL, but you know that the Bills have Kansas City next week. You know, I don't know how much you want to subscribe to that for more of a veteran coach quarterback combination like McDermott and Allen. That shouldn't be something that comes into play here in this game. I think they're going to take care of business, Joe, but I could see them screwing around and them winning by 3. And the 3.5s are going to cover for you. I could see it.
It's one of those crazy lines, right? I mean, I think the Bills are 6.5-point favorites better. I just don't see it. I mean, it's not like Flacco. You know, telling me the Bills aren't going to pressure him the way the Vikings did?
Rousseau's been hot the last. Right. He's been played great. You know, when Vaughn knows it's a passing down, he's been getting a little bit of pressure. You know, he just came back last week from the suspension, but you know, you would think, Joe, that they should get up and be able to put themselves in spots where they can tee off on the statue. You know, that's what you think they should be able to do, but it's a very weird number. I don't disagree with you. All right, here's all the games we didn't catch yet. Any interest in the Patriots getting 6.5 at Soldier Field? I think the Bears.
Absolutely not.
The Bears have had so much thrown on them the last 2 weeks. Like, Eberflus, like, he can't even take anymore. This has to be a spot, Joe, where they got to show up at home this week, right? I mean, the Patriots stink. You would think that you're going to get somewhat of a big effort from Chicago in this game. Mac Jones, it looks like, is going to play for the Jaguars. Now, Joe, I got 4.5 earlier in the week with Minnesota. We've seen this thing go to 7. I don't really love it at the 6.5-7 number. I kind of like the 4.5 that I got earlier in the week, obviously, a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, you like Jacksonville? What game are you talking about? Jacksonville?
I laid the 4.5 with the Vikings early in the week.
Yeah,
before the news that pushed it to 6.5-7. Even with Mac Jones,
total.
I don't know if I love 6.5-7. 43 and a hook. 43.
You don't think we can get over that?
I think you can. Yeah, I think you can get over it. I think you can get over it. Why not?
It happened again.
What time it is?
I know.
What time it is, Joe?
My
you
bad.
Should know.
I'm
you
bad.
Should know.
I have elapsed. I don't like Jacksonville. They're gonna let go of the rope soon. How long before Peterson's let go?
I don't think they're gonna fire Peterson, honestly.
Why?
Don't think they're gonna fire Peterson.
Why not?
I think the owner wants some consistency there for a while. I don't think that they're gonna fire
consistency. Peterson. Consistently losing? Like, what consistency?
I don't think that this is really the first real bad year he's had. You know, I know they finished poorly last year and they didn't get in. I think it's more on Lawrence than Peterson, to be quite honest with you. I think Lawrence has been a stiff.
Gave him all that money. They gave him all that money, Carver.
You obviously will be with the syndicate on Monday night. I got to tell you, and it's gone down to 49.5. When that number was in the 50s, that was a big total for the Rams and the Dolphins on Monday night, Joe. That's a big number.
I think we can go after it, though. It's Rams or bust for me. I think the Dolphins are cooked. Cooked.
Yeah, but I think they could score some points against the Rams on Monday night.
Then what? So then why don't we get the over?
Party over? That could be a party over on Monday night?
You tell
the
me.
Syndicate crew?
Yeah, might why be. Wouldn't it be?
Joe, great job. We'll see Joe Saturday morning, college football today. Sunday morning, pro football today. Monday night, syndicate group for the Dolphins and the Rams. He won't be with me Tuesday. I guess Wednesday, Joe, when I'll see you again. Great job by Matias.
We might have to talk about that.
Matias Burbell as well. Carver and Lisi, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on the grid.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.